Fight Back with Ali C.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Cullen. I appreciate you joining me. I'm going to start out the show today with Pete Grandage. Peter is a good buddy of mine, astute guy. You all seem to like him very much. He's got a big following. We're going to talk about a couple of things that happened this past week. The first thing I want to talk about is the situation with mainland China and the banks coming into the United States. Mark, one of our listeners and a guy who's rapidly becoming a close friend of mine, says, quote, Big Al, oh yeah, the Chinese are fast becoming the big men on campus, in the global campus of finance and economic power. There will be a quasi-gold standard within the next 5 years. My question would be, where are you going to position yourself to take advantage of, at least survive, this paradigm shift of global supremacy? Secondly, does average Joe or anybody comprehend the great change coming to Westerners when the U.S. dollar eventually loses its reserve currency status? Mark, I got to tell you, let me give you my opinion real quick, and then we'll see what Pete has to say. My opinion is, number one, the largest bank in the world, larger than J.P. Morgan, is a Chinese bank, and it's now opening a branch in the United States. The Chinese have long been very strong supporters of gold. They have talked with other countries about having the international reserve currency be backed by gold. That's where I think is the place to be right now. Number one, yes, China is rapidly becoming, it's the number two economic power in the world today. Within a few short years, it will be stronger than the United States, point number one. Point number two, they are getting very aggressive with the yuan, and I see the best place to be right now because of all of that, personally, to be gold. Pete, what do you think, buddy?
Well, one of the few really astute people that I still have a lot of time for is Jimmy Rogers, and he said a few years ago something I think plays in line right here. He said, the best advice I could give your children and your grandchildren is learn how to speak Chinese. And what he has argued for quite some time, he's one of the earliest people that got involved in China in a big way, is that China is going to become, as you said, number two now, but soon to be the number one economic power. And with that, obviously, will come strong economic ties as well as power. And so it's appropriate and understandable and not surprising that the bank has made the move. Now, what I think was interesting on it was this had just come on the heels of very long and very involved talks between the United States and China. And you and I have had this discussion in the past that I told you one of the things the Chinese will leverage, but it will be behind the scenes, is the amount of money we owe them and the need for them to continuously fuel our enormous deficits. And I believe this is part of the bargaining chip that they used not to run into flak and get American support. So I just think it's a thing to come. I think your listener and reader is correct. There is a paradigm shift coming. That's why I continue to see Americans particularly, but also in Canada, continuing to make their general equities portfolios not with overexposure where growth is in the world like China, but continue to focus in the United States, which is the no longer the engine that pulls the economic world around.
You know, I'm with you 100% on that one. The other thing that came out this week, Pete, that I thought was really interesting is the president flip-flopped on his comment regarding gay marriage. And I discussed that in an editorial that I did a couple of days ago. And my comments have nothing to do with a person's sexual preferences. My comments, however, have everything to do with what I think the president is doing. Now, let me tell you specifically what I mean by that. I think that basically this is an attack on religion, and it is not simply Christianity, but also Judaism. And the reason I say that is homosexuality is discussed in both the Old Testament and the New Testament, and it's fairly clear, if you believe the Old Testament and the New Testament, that marriage is very definitely, in the eyes of God, a union between a man and a woman. Okay? Now, having said that, if a couple of guys want to live together, that's their business. I leave it to God to judge, not to Al Cullen. But if a couple of guys want to do that, as I said, that's their business. But what I think the president is doing here is twofold. Number one, he's obviously trying to buy the gay vote, and, you know, okay. I don't agree, but that's what he's trying to do. But secondly, I think that he is really trying to position himself, the administration, more importantly, the government, as being the most important aspect of our lives. And it really should be religion, and it is religion. Now, having said that, you know, first we start out with an attack on the Catholic Church, telling Catholic hospitals that they have to provide services that is contrary to their religious beliefs. Then he comes out with this issue. Pete, that bothers me. What do you have to say about that one?
Well, this actually happened because Vice President Biden made an actual big Washington boo-boo. He actually spoke his mind for a brief period, and it came out of an embarrassment to the Obama campaign, because at the time President Obama was on the other side of the coin, and so immediately the political spin was put into it, and suddenly Obama changed his mind. I agree with you. I mean, I think it's idiotic to think this wasn't a political move, especially when he was on the opposite side, supposedly just a short time ago.
Right.
But I think it goes to a bigger issue, and that's part of the social, I believe, the breaking of the social fabric of America. Look, you can argue all you want about whether gay marriage is right or this and that, but America was once founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and in those Judeo-Christian principles, as you noted, marriage was clearly between a man and a woman. Now, part or more than 50% of America may be moving away from that and has decided it wants to come secular like the Europe has, and with that comes these things. The difficulty I personally have as a Christian is that I have to hate the sin but love the sinner, and just as I'm a sinner in other ways too. And so I have to realize that I have to remember what Jesus said. And Jesus said we have to be in the world but not of the world. And so we have to find a way for those, whether, as you say, Jews or Christians, to find a way to live with others, even if the way they're living is not against us. Now, then it calls, takes another call, is when do we put on our spiritual hat and remove our, you know, secular citizen hat? And that's the great battle. That's the big difficulty. And I absolutely, as you like to say, 100% agree with you that part of Obama's mandate is to remove faith from America's life and make them become much more dependent on government. I have no doubt about that. I you know, I've argued that in my own blogs and my own writings. And this is just another issue that allows him, what he thinks, to move towards that. And that's what the big vote is going to come down to.
Yep.
I think part of that is what it's going to come down to. And for now, he spinned it and got himself off the front pages in his being caught with his vice president. But I think, hopefully, 50.1% of America will see through this stuff and realize that, you know, he's not a man of value. He's not a man that has stand up for at least the way America used to be. And for those who still yearn for that, like myself, he doesn't need to be our president next time.
Peter, I think the bottom line here is very, very simple. Okay, and you alluded to it earlier in some of your comments, but the bottom line is very simple. Do we want to see a major change in society where the country becomes, for lack of better terms, a welfare state, where the country goes the way of the European countries, where the country is secular, and that's not by choice, but really almost by mandate, okay? I would have to say if that's the direction people want to go, then, you know, you got your guy in there. I personally don't want to go in that direction for a number of reasons. Number one, because of my values, but number two, purely and simply because it doesn't work. Look what's happening in Europe right now. Europe is a very secular, it's a very liberal society, and they are in huge, huge trouble. An absence of free markets, an absence of personal values has been proven time and time again not to work. 30 seconds, you got the final word, my friend.
Well, I think that's what the election is going to come down to. Do we steamroll and actually speed up the process that began with Obama's administration, or do we at least slow it down or perhaps change the route with a new president? And that's what it's all going to come down to on the election.
That is all what it's going to come down to. You people out there, you've got to do what you think is right. Pete and I know what I think is right. Pete and I are not judgmental. We simply do what we believe is the correct way to go. You have to do the same thing. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 11th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1586.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.25.98, $8.12.99 for a half ounce, or $406.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.25.98, $8.12.99, and $406.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We're talking pretty much politics. The reason I'm doing that is I am very, very concerned about what's going on right now in our country. I'm more than just a little concerned. In the next couple of segments, I am chatting with Michael Connelly. Michael is a retired constitutional attorney. He's a veteran. He's written 4 books. He's a very, very interesting individual. He's joining us from Texas. And then my buddy Rick Ackerman is joining us from Colorado. Rick is no stranger to you folks out there, and I respect his views. I believe I respect Michael's views also from what I've been able to glean so far. But we're going to start out, we're going to talk a little bit about the dangers of Obamacare. And I want to turn it over to Mike here real quick, but I want to say one thing, and that is a lot of the things in the bill that you think would be unconstitutional are in fact not unconstitutional. I'm going to let Michael explain that to you. He's the expert. Mike, the real dangers are, in your mind?
Well, number one, it's unprecedented in that the bill authorizes the federal government to order you and I to purchase something from private companies. That has never been done before. That's an extension of the Commerce Clause that goes far beyond where it should be. So basically that is the Congress of the United States doing something that's not authorized to do under Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution.
Right.
It doesn't have authority to regulate health care. That's the first danger. The second danger is that it basically turns over an enormous amount of authority to the executive branch of government. And this is authority that, if Congress had it, should stay in the hands of Congress. But, it, for example, there's like 4,000 decisions that could be made on health care strictly by Obama or his appointees. And this includes the type of health care people will get, the cost of the health care, the cost of insurance. So the whole thing is, first of all, it's destruction of the balance of powers, but it also is unconstitutional just on its face because of that individual mandate. And I think that's what the Supreme Court is going to hang its hat on when they declare it unconstitutional.
Well, I hope they do. Now you have read, carefully examined, the entire greater than 2,000 pages of the bill, and you, as a retired attorney, are very, very concerned. What bothers me is I see a situation coming down in our country where the government is not only getting slightly bigger, it's getting meaningfully bigger, and it is basically going in a direction of taking over, for lack of better terms, our lives. Now, Rick, how do you feel about that? I mean, you're pretty well informed, man.
Well, I have a subscriber base that's really very devoted to libertarian causes. And, of course, this health care bill wouldn't be the first thing that came down the pipe that stripped away, essentially, our sort of freedom. And the grab here by big government is for about 1/7 the gross national product, and that's a pretty big chunk. I have a couple questions for Michael. The constitutional issues have not really been boiled down to the one issue of whether it's legitimate whether it's constitutionally okay for the government to mandate the purchase of health insurance. There are, I think, a couple of other issues. But, based on the arguments before the court that they're mulling over now, it looked like even the liberal justices were going to swing against the mandate. But there's still two pieces of it, and I'm just wondering what you think will happen if they rule against one of them but uphold the other two. And it's part two of my question to Michael, and I'm going to play devil's advocate here, is how do you see the difference between the constitutional mandate of purchasing health care versus what the states have already done with auto insurance?
Well, to answer the second question first, the states have done what they've done with auto insurance. Is not unconstitutional under the federal constitution because under the 10th Amendment, the states have separate authority, should have separate authority, which is one of the reasons that one of the constitutional issues that has been raised in the suit that is before the Supreme Court against Obamacare, and that is not just the individual mandate is unconstitutional, but also the entire bill is unconstitutional because it takes authority away from the states. The states have always in the past regulated health care. They've decided what requirements doctors have to fulfill to become licensed in their state, and they have controlled health insurance to a certain extent. Don't necessarily agree with all that, but the fact of the matter is that the states have done it in the past, and that's another reason I think this thing is unconstitutional. And I think also they did something very stupid in Congress with this, and he was recognized by Judge Rogers, who was the federal judge in Pensacola, Florida, that first ruled that the entire bill was unconstitutional. They did not include a severability clause in this, which basically says that if one part is ruled unconstitutional, the rest of it stands. I hope the Supreme Court is going to go along with him and say the entire thing is unconstitutional. If they do not, then we're going to continue to have problems, because the way Obama is acting, he is right now acting as a ad hoc dictator, ignoring Congress, ignoring the federal courts. I think he's going to go ahead and try to implement it anyway. So I think the whole thing needs to be struck down. I also see Fourth Amendment problems with this and other constitutional issues that haven't been raised. But that's what my take on it.
Michael, we got 2 minutes left in this segment, then we got to take a break. Talk about the Fourth Amendment issues.
Well, basically, under the Fourth Amendment, you have a right to be protected from illegal search and seizure. And the Fourth Amendment is also, in the Third Amendment, were used as a basis for privacy rights. Well, what you have in the Obamacare is that in order to be eligible to get the discounts or to be part of the system, and you have to be part of the system, you don't have a choice, they have to be able to, the government has to be able to instantly access all your medical records plus all your financial records. So in other words, you'll have a little card that will be swiped with a barcode on it, and they can look at your bank accounts.
That's pretty frightening to me, I must say. What's really frightening to me here is, and I'm not trying to belittle this issue at all, because it's probably one of the most critical decisions that the Supreme Court has made in my lifetime, okay? But having said that, the thing that really concerns me even more is what you're talking about, Michael, and that is the federal government is going in a direction right now where, yes, the administrative branch simply has way too much power. That's the direction it's going in, number one. And number two, we are truly, truly going in the direction of big government, fascism, for lack of better terms. You know, fascism being government knows what's best for you regardless of how you feel about it. And I believe I understand the president's motives. I really do, and I totally disagree with him. But I think that the president's motives are along – I read his book, for example, The Audacity of Hope, which I thought was a very interesting book, and I don't agree with a lot of it. That book is the reason I didn't vote for him, actually. But I see a philosophy in the Obama family of big government is going to take care of everybody, deserving or not. And I have to tell you, if you folks out there think that that's a good thing, take a look at Greece, Italy, Portugal, Spain. I mean, if that isn't proof enough, I don't know what is. Hey, stick around, you guys. Big Al's going to be right back with Michael Conley and Rick Ackerman.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Omega-3Survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. The weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report, chatting with Michael Connolly, a retired constitutional attorney, and Rick Ackerman, very informed member of the financial community. We're talking about the direction that the government is taking right now. You know, and I shouldn't say the government, I think. I think what I should say is the administration. I want you guys to weigh in on one thing that I think is very indicative of why I feel the country is going in a direction of huge government, and that is, the president has actually taken on the churches. And what I mean by that specifically is, you know, we started out with the situation with the Catholic hospitals, okay? And then we went on, and the Catholic Church obviously raised up in mass against that. And he came out last week when he was in, well, just prior to going to Seattle, and he said, you know, it's okay to define marriage as being a marriage made in heaven between a man and a man. Well, I don't want to comment on the morality of that, okay? But I do want to comment on the definition. And both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, it states very explicitly that a marriage is defined as the union between a woman and a man. And the president is saying, you know what? I really don't believe that. That bothers me. Does it bother you at all, Michael?
Well, the whole tenor of Obama bothers me, mm-hmm. because basically he is setting himself up, as I said, as a dictator. He's destroying the balance of powers in this country. If you don't like what he does, he will take action against you. He told us this when he was running for office, that when he was elected, he would reward his friends and punish his enemies. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's doing. And the church is an enemy. The Catholic Church and other churches are enemies of his because they believe in the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. He does not believe in the First Amendment. And so he's attacking those institutions that do in order to justify the fact that he is basically destroying the Constitution. The balance of powers was very carefully crafted by our founders.
You bet.
And, you know, they saw the dangers of a dictatorship. They saw the dangers of an executive too strong. Obama's just decided that he's going to shred the Constitution. And my talk radio show that I have, also my blog, I deal with the constitutional issues and not just health care.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's stepping into everything. He's becoming the ultimate leader of a nanny state,
right,
like you say, like Greece and Italy. But he's taking it even one step further. He wants a dictatorship along the lines of what Castro has in Cuba and what Hugo Chavez has in Venezuela.
But his rationale, as I understand it, from reading his book, as I understand it, you know, and from listening to what he has to say and from reading a bit of what Michelle, his wife, has written, he believes he's fully justified in it because he firmly believes that the majority of this country, in his mind, okay, has been absolutely mistreated, for lack of better terms, by the federal government and the state governments. I have to say, mistakes are always made, and mistakes have been made in every single country since the dawn of time. But the fact of the matter is, simply taking care of everybody, blanket statement, and hurting people who live by free market principles, in my opinion, is going to put our country absolutely down the drain. Rick, comments?
Well, I think he could have taken a softer path here.
yeah.
You know, when you... putting it mildly, but really, I think he's going to lose votes on this on a net basis because he's really kind of flip-flopped on principle. You know, it's one thing to take the approach that we can reshape the laws and we can essentially give all of the same rights to same-sex couples as we do to different-sex couples. And that would have done the trick. I mean, legally speaking, we're practically there anyway. But instead, he basically said, I've been thinking about it, and what I said it was true to my heart at one point, the fundamental idea that a marriage should be between a man and a woman. Well, I've just kind of changed my mind on that, and that's really not the piece of it on which you can change your mind. I think it's the legal side of it. And he didn't do it that way.
I don't have a problem with the legal side of it simply because I don't believe that I have the power to be judgmental. Okay, I can be judgmental, but I'm not sure that that's a prudent thing or a good thing for me to do. I find this as having really very little to do with gay rights and everything to do with bashing what our country was built upon, which is Judeo-Christian principles. Michael, you want to wrap this segment up? We'll talk about something else here.
But no, I think that's absolutely correct, and I think the bashing is a good term because the entire Bill of Rights is under assault, every aspect of it, First Amendment, Second Amendment, Ninth Amendment, Tenth Amendment, Fourth and Fifth and Sixth, and Obama is doing this deliberately, and by coming out and saying that he has changed his mind, he's famous for flip-flopping farther to the left, and that's what he's done here, coming out and saying he's changing his mind about something that has been a principle, like you say, that this country was founded on, just indicates that we are looked on by Obama as basically the unwashed masses who are incapable of taking care of ourselves and making rational decisions. So he is appointing himself the Messiah who is going to do it all for us. That's scary.
I have to tell you, you know, obviously racial issues are, you know, have to be taken into consideration here, rightly or wrongly. But I think the racial card, if one really stops and examines the presidency, his presidency, and if one stops and examines his past life, his history, etc., I think that he is bringing the racial issues into the forefront. Now, the reason I say that, and I've thought about this a lot, you know, we're all about the same age, and, you know, you have to be very cognizant of your own feelings, and I'd be the first person to admit that. But I have to say, and this may sound like a trite statement, there's a hell of a difference between Barack Obama and Colin Powell, two black men. Hell of a difference, in my opinion. Rick, you think I'm nuts, man? You think I'm a bigot?
You know, initially in Obama's administration, they made a big deal out of the racial issues, but I think it's over time, even the news media seems to realize that people dislike the guy, they distrust him for reasons other than racial. He's just a bad president.
I hope so.
And so many people at this point must understand that he's sort of coming at us, that he really thinks that his plan for all of us is better than what we might create for ourselves. And I don't see him as electable, really.
Oh, boy, I don't know.
Or reelectable.
Yeah, I've had numerous comments with Jeff about this, you know, and he's pretty much of a Washington insider doing what he does back there, and Jeff thinks he's got it hands down. What do you think, Michael?
Well, I think that there are some possible scenarios that will give the election to him, and that includes, number one, people actually reelect the man on principle, but I think it's more likely that we're going to have massive voter fraud and due to the assaults on the states trying to pass voter ID legislation being blocked by Obama.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure we're going to have a free election. That's my big concern at this point.
You know, I've heard that from an awful lot of people, and you know, one of the people who I've heard that from is Trader Raj, who's a regular guest on our show, on our program, Roger Wiegand, and he thinks there's going to be a huge amount of voter fraud. The thing that concerns me is something that to me is nonsensical. That is, how can a non-citizen of the United States be granted the right to vote? I mean, it doesn't make any sense at all to me. Does it make any sense to either one of you gentlemen?
No, it certainly doesn't, and it's a good question of how it can be. It's going to be accomplished either through fraud or through edict, but I don't know. I think that's an interesting idea that we could have massive fraud in the upcoming election, especially since Obama was the byproduct of Chicago ward healers.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, Mike, I'm going to give you the last word, and that is a big mess, isn't it?
Yeah, the Constitution is being destroyed. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
And people need to be aware of that because they're not. Too many people out there don't realize what we're about to lose because they haven't read the Constitution or haven't read it in years.
I have to agree with that 100%. I'll tell you, folks listening, what I have to suggest to you is read the Constitution. One way to get a whole lot of information, valuable information on that, is go to Michael's website. Gentlemen, thank you so much. You guys, Big Al's going to be right back with Jeff Dice, Chief of Staff for Congressman Ron Paul.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. You know, we've dealt with politics pretty much in this entire first hour. We're going to get back to investing in the second hour, but there are events going on right now that I think are really merit discussion. And by discussion, I mean input from all of you folks, because, you know, you're all very astute people. You're all very well informed. And we learn from each other, and I think that the dialogue that we're having right now on regarding the political situation in the United States is very, very valuable. You know, I want to say that the discussion I had in the opening segment with Peter Grandich was very, very, I think, valuable. I'm chatting right now with Jeff Deist, and Jeff is a very opinionated, however, a very, very astute and well-informed member of the Washington, D.C. scene. As you all know, he's Ron Paul's chief of staff. He's been involved with the congressman for a long, long time. Kathy and I are going to be visiting with Jeff, Paula, and their kids next week, and so we're very definitely looking forward to that. But Jeff, my question is, I'm seeing, number one, in my mind anyway, a shift in the United States away perhaps from the administration and a shift towards the Republican Party. Now, I know you don't agree with that, and, you know, and I value your opinion. I want to talk about that a little bit, but I think the administration continues to shoot itself in the foot, number one, with the stance on gay marriage. I think that was a mistake on the president's part, even though he couched his words by saying, you know, that's just my opinion, I'm leaving it up to the states. Boy, talk about a politically correct statement on his part. But, you know, the situation with what's going on with the Chinese banks, the situation with the president's very aggressive anti-religious stance, etc. I think that people are moving away from him personally. Now, you don't agree with that. Tell me why.
Well, maybe to some extent the shine is off. I mean, the American people have had 4 years of this guy, and they're starting to see the economy still terrible and all the hope and change stuff was nonsense. But the reason I say that I sort of doubt that that's going to Romney's benefit is that I just don't see a lot of momentum for him either. I mean, this is a guy where when he endorses gay marriage, I don't think it really hurts him with Republicans who were opposed to that anyway. And I don't think it does anything but help him with his base. So it's really hard to say at this point, this many months out. But
yeah.
I still think as an incumbent, Mr. Obama is the clear favorite. And I got to tell you, just as I mentioned to you in the break, you know, Mitt Romney does not generate enthusiasm. There are no Mitt Romney bumper stickers. There are no T-shirts. There's no kids at school talking about him. It's, you know, the guy is a cipher, and he leaves a lot of people cold. And that's a bad recipe going in to an election. I personally don't believe that, you know, anything but Obama is going to be enough for the Republicans to win. I think they're going to need more than that. And Romney is not demonstrating it, at least yet.
Well, I have to tell you, on a personal note, you know, I don't know how the convention is going to end up. I don't know how, you know, who the eventual nominee is going to be. But, you know, the one guy who could beat Obama, and I firmly believe this, as do our listeners, is your boss, Congressman Ron Paul. You know, he has a huge, huge following. And I got to tell you, man, the reason he's got a huge following is because people with any modicum of sense know that he's right. They know that free markets and small government is the way to go. All they have to do is look at Greece, France, Portugal, Spain, the total disaster over there in Europe, the total disaster that's occurring with a lot, you know, in the United States, and they realize that Ron is truly the only clear choice here. Comments?
Well, there's no question about it. People love him. Even those who sometimes disagree, they know that he's speaking honestly, that he's not pandering to them in any way. The Republican Party, especially its primary voters, are still hopelessly locked into a foreign policy mindset that's been terrible for America.
Yeah.
And until they let it go, they're going to be a minority party on the national scene.
Sure.
It's just that simple. We cannot, you know, we only bring in about $2.1 trillion a year in taxes. We're not likely to increase that, you know.
No, wait a minute. What about the Democrats saying that, you know, everybody who's making any kind of money at all above, you know, $200,000-$300,000 a year can save the country?
Well, if we can start taxing the rich, and then we'll only bring in $1.1 trillion instead of $2.1
trillion.
You know, at the end of the day, I mean, the Democrats do not have serious economic ideas.
No.
This is blatantly obvious to everyone. They honestly think that we can continue to increase spending, continue to increase accommodative monetary policy,
right,
and tax the rich, and that somehow everything will be okay. They
right.
refuse to see that their Social Security and Medicare are in deep trouble. I mean, they're just not honest about it, and frankly, they're not honorable. I mean, anyone who refuses to see what's in front of us is just, at this point, with the data we have, is just not being honorable. You know, so I think that's driving people to Ron, and I think it's to the Republican Party's shame if he's not the nominee.
Well, I agree the same way, and I'm on record as saying that if he's not the nominee, I know how to spell Ron, and I know how to spell Paul, and that's what I'll do on my ballot. That's what my wife will do on her ballot. Now, an interesting comment is many of my Democrat liberal friends actually are saying, you know, if he's on the ticket, I'm going to vote for him. I have a friend who is incredibly liberal, okay? Basically thought that Barack Obama, you know, was the second coming, for lack of better terms. He now has told me numerous times, at least Congressman Paul tells the truth. You know, there's not a lot of political BS in what Ron has to say. And I have to tell you, that to me, Jeff, is incredibly refreshing, and that to me shows that, you know what, at some point there's hope for America.
Well, I think people are starting to realize, maybe deep down in their gut, if not intellectually, that we can't keep going with this, and that
sure.
the lesser of two evil votes is no longer viable.
Right.
So the kind of person who might like an Obama in 08 is now, you know, honestly, seriously thinking about Ron. But it's too late to vote for the Obamas and Romneys of the world. It's too late. We have too much debt. We have a dollar that's in too precarious of a position. And, you know, the notion that the dollar is the world's reserve currency is the only thing propping up any modicum of material well-being in America at this point.
Well, don't people realize what's going on right now? For example, the most recent, the agreement between mainland China and Iran. They're not trading in U.S. dollars. They're not trading in the world's reserve, supposedly the world's reserve currency. They're trading in yuan. Don't they understand that the Chinese are going to be that mainland China is going to be the second largest economy in the world right now? It's going to be the largest economy in the world very, very shortly. And I'll tell you, even now, the Chinese, the possibility of them hitting a home run out of the park with the biggest bat in the, you know, soon to be the biggest economic bat in the world, is going to basically eliminate the value of the U.S. dollar. Don't they realize that? I mean, it's obvious as the nose on your face.
Well, the minute the world doesn't need U.S. dollars to buy oil, we're in deep trouble. There's no coincidence that as Nixon was taking us off the gold standard in the same era, we were also negotiating with OPEC to make it so that OPEC sold oil in dollars around the world. But and that's really one of the underlying reasons for our saber rattling with Iran, is that Iran wants to have their oil bourse priced in euro, or maybe yuan as we go forward. But that's a huge point. You know, petrodollars really determine what currency the world needs. And there's too many U.S. dollars out there, and China's going to do whatever it can to dump them, to monetize them, to turn them into gold. And who can blame them?
No, who can blame them? But, you know, we're seeing right now, again, with the Chinese, they're a huge, huge importer of oil. They're buying their oil from Iran, a large portion of it, and they're paying for it in yuan. You know, I don't believe that that India has started paying officially for their imports of oil from Iran in gold, but I think that's right around the corner. I mean, India, for God's sakes, is the second largest importer of gold in the world. Okay, right behind China. I mean, the writing, Jeff, is on the wall.
Well, I hope the American people understand that with all the blood and treasure we've lost trying to remake the Middle East, you know, in places like Abu Dhabi right now,
and
gas is $1.10, okay? It's $4 here in America and headed north. So, you know, we can either come to our senses and start drilling and refining, or we can continue to be a slave either to Middle Eastern oil or to nonsensical green energy hype that the left wants to sell us.
You know what? I agree 1,000% with that. You guys, going to close out the first hour here. Big Al's going to be in Washington, D.C. for 4 days next week. Going to be playing some golf with Jeff. We're going to be doing some social things with their family. Trust me, when I'm in the car, I got my portable mic. You're going to get some very, very candid views from Mr. Dice next week. Hey, you guys, stick around for the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Cortland Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.